The company Shoke Meats in Singapore aims to bring laboratory-grown shrimp to the food industry. Concerns about health, animals, and the environment are leading more people to remove meat from their diet. Plant-based meat alternatives, popularized by Beyond Meat Incorporated and Impossible Foods, increasingly appear in supermarkets and restaurants. But what some people call clean meat, meat grown from cells in a laboratory, is still an idea that is just beginning. More than 24 companies are testing lab-grown fish, beef, and chicken. These businesses hope to enter the alternative meat market, which could be worth $140 billion by 2029. That estimate comes from Barclays, a financial services company. Shoke Meats grows its product by taking shrimp cells and keeping them at a temperature of 28 degrees Celsius. They are then given nutrients in a solution. The cells become meat in 4 to 6 weeks. This lab-grown meat's price is high. 1 kilogram of it now costs $5,000, said Shoke Meats' chief executive, Sandhya Sriram. At that cost, a single pork and shrimp dumpling could be as much as $300. Sriram, a vegetarian, hopes to cut the cost to $50 for 1 kilogram by the end of this year. She also hopes to sign a new low-cost deal for nutrients that help grow the shrimp cells. We are looking at next year, so we might be the first ever company to launch a cell-based meat product in the world, Sriram said. Shoke Meats still needs approval from the city-state's food regulator. Although people increasingly demand meat alternatives, cell-based meat companies still face resistance to their products. In Singapore, some people said they would try lab-grown meat. I am willing to try, said 60-year-old Pet Lo while she shopped for shrimp in a Singapore market. I may not exactly dare to eat it frequently, but I don't mind buying and trying it because the animals in the oceans are declining. Any alternative ways of making animal protein without harming the environment are positive, said Paul Tung, a specialist in agritechnology at Nanyang Technological University. But, he added, more studies are needed to understand any negative results of making cellular protein. I'm John Russell.